Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing. My next guest, and this is so exciting for me. Oh, I always love to talk to somebody in Hollywood, and so it's really exciting to talk to Joey Hartstone about this book. It's so good. I'm shocked. I don't know if it's his absolute first book. It's called The Local. And Joey Hartstone is an amazing author. Hi, Joey.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, you're going to have such a big head by the time we finish this interview. My goodness, I don't know. Are you a Dodger fan?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to watch the Dodger. You know, you're going to have to get a bigger cap because I'm going to compliment you so much. Your head's going to burst. What can you?
Oh, thank you.
You're amazing.
I appreciate it.
Wow. This is so much fun. I love this book. I love it in so many ways. It's just, first of all, people could just give me a legal thriller and I would, you know, enjoy it. And then if it was about patent law, I would really enjoy it. And then if there was a murder, I would really, really enjoy it. And if the, well, I don't know if I can tell you who was killed. I don't know if, would, maybe we don't want to give it away. But I will just say that the person who was killed, okay, is somebody who I wanted to kill because I was involved in a patent lawsuit.
Okay.
In Texas.
Oh, really?
And let's say the person who was killed in your book is the person who I would have killed in my real lawsuit.
Oh.
I would have killed that person with.
Well, where was it?
It was in Houston. I wish I had been. Okay. Where this book is situated. You have to tell us what it means, The Local, and about this wonderful story that you came out with. Patent law is very difficult law. I know. I have 4 patents. So when I got this book, I got a kick out of it. Then, of course, the fact that you are a screenwriter gave me an even bigger kick because as I'm reading it, of course, I looked at it from the point of view. I know it's already, the screenplay is already written in your head. So it's just so wonderful. And your writing is so great. I don't know what to say about it. It's just, what word can I say? Fantastic, amazing.
I think you're the perfect reader for this. I hope that patent law would be somewhat intriguing to people, like they hadn't really read about it before, but I didn't expect someone to be as enthusiastic as you are about that area of law.
Oh, I love it, I love it, I love it. And you have to tell everybody about Marshall, Texas.
Sure. So, yeah, it's this real town in eastern Texas, and about 22 years ago, a new federal judge was appointed, and he changed the rules of his courtroom to entice outsiders to file patent lawsuits here, and it quickly became kind of the biggest area for patent infringement claims. And what happened is big city law firms would come, and they would have out-of-town corporate clients, and they needed a local voice to help talk and communicate to the local juries. And so there's this cottage industry of East Texas lawyers who do this. They do great openings and closings, and they just communicate with the juries in ways that these out-of-town lawyers can't.
The story is incredible, and the character that you developed, the main character, there's a story. There are so many elements that you have. It's layered. It has, you know, depth, and I enjoyed that so much. So tell us about your main character and who, you know, who he is, and I never know how much you want to give away. You know, I love the reveal in the story. I didn't know who was going to get killed. I didn't know, you know, I like that. I like the reveal. So, but you, yeah. You know, you're an expert at pitching because you're a Hollywood guy. You know what to, you pitch yourself like crazy. So you go ahead and go for it.
Yeah. Well, I liked it. I like doing slightly a slower beginning. It doesn't open with a dead body, but if you do read the book flap, you'll find out who dies. So that was not my call, but yeah. Otherwise, it takes a couple chapters, and I kind of wanted you to be introduced to the character and to know him and to care about him before you lose him, and to understand his impact on the community. But basically, the story is about one of these local patent lawyers in East Texas who has an out of town client who is as frustrated with this patent litigation as it sounds like you may have been, And he gets accused of murdering someone involved in the patent industry here in Marshall, Texas. And he asks his patent lawyer to defend him for his criminal charges, for his murder charges. So this main character, James Uecker, has to take on his first murder case.
And James Uecker has his baggage that goes with him. So he has depth of character and a lot of things that go along with him. And then we have some wonderful other characters. And I will mention the client. And when I got to page 33, I love this so much. I was reading this paragraph. I read it twice. I'm going to read a little bit of it.
Please.
I am an innovator. I have spent every day for the past 5 years building a company. I should be devoting every waking hour to making the best possible product. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I just love this. This paragraph is so cool when it is on film. And I know they're going to find a great actor for it. It's already a part of that film, right?
Yeah, and I'm so glad you like that character, because there have been some people who just sort of describe him as angry, and he is angry because he's being sued for patent infringement that he doesn't believe has occurred, and he's being sued in this place that he's never heard of. So, in my opinion, he has every right to be angry.
Yeah, because I relate to him, because I am an innovator, and I spent every day of 5 years. And so I know how this guy feels, and I was not upset at all with what he did, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
That makes me happy. There's just been a lot of people who have said, well, I just really don't like him. He's angry all the time. Like, he's supposed to be angry. He is being wronged right now.
Listen, honey, I'm still angry, and it's been 20 years since I went through that hell, and I'm still angry. So, you know, when you created something, and you know it's yours, and you've done it, and then somebody comes along and steals it, the anger actually never leaves. It doesn't. And so I love this guy. I love this guy.
Yeah. Well, it's funny what you're talking about. I talked to some lawyers who actually do this, and they, you know, I said, well, how do you communicate intellectual property law to people on the jury who've never really thought much about it? Because who would think about intellectual property law? And one of the lawyers said, you just talk about it like it's any other property rights, because we all understand what it feels like when you have something and someone else takes it from you, and you just translate that emotion.
And that's exactly it. It's the same emotion I know that my father felt many years earlier when somebody stole his lumber company. So when I had my patent stolen, I knew. Now, unfortunately, I could not go to Marshall because I was suing the government.
Okay.
And then you're in a different ball game.
That's a big
suit. And then you're in federal court in Houston, so you're in a different courtroom. That's why I love this book. I mean, just all throughout the book, you talk patent law in a nice way, so that you know people who don't know it will really appreciate learning about it, I think. You blend it all in with everything else, with all the excitement, the adventure, the love, everything.
Oh, great. Yeah, I found the patent law aspect pretty fascinating, but it's only so much of the book, because I figured if I wrote an entire novel about patent law, people might put it down at some point.
Well, you have a murder, and you have a few other things to deal with here.
Yes. Yeah, and it's kind of like your classic fish out of water, where you have this lawyer who's never practiced this type of law, and so he makes some mistakes along the way as he becomes a criminal defense attorney.
And he has lessons to learn just from his life has depths of problems.
Yeah. Well, I like when I heard what these people do, it sort of struck me as a rather superficial profession. If you're not even really getting into the nitty-gritty of law, you're just giving these folksy openings and closing arguments. So I thought, okay, well, that's how he should present himself. But let's let's have him have more depth, and let's take a little while to dig into it. But the further you read, hopefully the more you feel like he's a well-formed character.
Exactly. He is. Now, as a somebody who, you know, as a script writer, and I, you know, I didn't mention that you're famous, you know.
No.
Yeah. You know, not everybody has worked with Carl Reiner and had two films done. And do you want to tell us a little bit about your script writing business?
Yeah. So I moved out to L.A. in, I don't know, 2005 with dreams of becoming a screenwriter. So it took a quick 10 years. And then, yeah, I was lucky enough to have a movie made called LBJ, which starred Woody Harrelson and was directed by Rob Reiner. And that kind of started my career. So I got to write a couple movies, and then I've worked on The Good Fight, and now I'm working on a show on Showtime called Your Honor.
Well, and, you know, you are very accomplished. And in the business, you know, it's a great accomplishment, you know, what you've done. And you've worked with some wonderful, wonderful people. And now people always are asking me, novelists are always asking me, well, I'm going to write a script. Or they'll tell me, I've written a script in my book. And then I just want to mention that I was also in Hollywood for a very short time. Well, not very short time, but I was there. Three of my spec scripts were optioned, and they appeared in The Hollywood Reporter, which mm-hmm. I am so grateful that they appeared in a full-page ad in The Hollywood Reporter, because that's all my dad ever got to see.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
He lived long enough to see that. He didn't live long enough to see the movies made, and he would still be waiting around
yeah.
because they went into turnaround. And I will mention this, too. I was involved. I get myself in a mess. I was involved in a lawsuit in Hollywood, too.
You're quite litigious.
Yes. And open my big mouth. You know, I should have learned, because then I was very young and I sued a famous Hollywood person and their studio. That doesn't go well.
No.
That never goes well.
Did they steal an idea from you?
More than that. What the heck? They took the whole script. But the funny thing is, the lawyer I got was 6 months out of law school. So it didn't work out well, but I appreciate what you've done here. Sometimes people will say, well, a scriptwriter can not make a great novelist, but I think that's not true. A scriptwriter can make a great novelist. Few novelists can make a great scriptwriter, because they don't know how to do it. They don't know how to cut those most of the book apart.
Yeah, there's so many more rules and parameters in screenwriting. So I feel like writing a book is much more liberating. And I think that people who write novels sometimes find trying to write a screenplay to be too confining, and it's frustrating to them. And I understand that.
For most of them, it's impossible. They cannot get into it. And they're so in love with every word they've written in a book that they don't understand that sometimes in the script you can only use. I did adapt a book for a script, and at the end, you know, the author came to me, and he was very nice, very, very, very sweet guy. And he said, you only used 120 words from the book. And I said, yeah, but those were the best 120 words.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think, yeah, that's, I think, like, famously, the movie Adaptation won Best Adapted Screenplay, and the movie isn't adapted from the book. It's about Charlie Kaufman trying to adapt the book. So it has no relation really to the book at all, but that's how it goes a lot of the time.
So I don't know if they've optioned this one yet. Have they picked it up? Is it optioned?
I've been working. So both the TV shows I've worked on have been executive produced by Robert and Michelle King, who created The Good Wife. And so, and then the president of their company, Liz Glosser, is the person I've worked with on many projects. So I'm collaborating with them yet again, and we're hoping to take this project out and try to sell it.
Oh, it'll sell. It is going to be so much fun. One, because of the location, being in Marshall,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that you're going to have, you've developed, I mean, you're a cinematic person. You've developed already the characters. And boy, oh boy, the casting is going to be so much fun. There are going to be people just, are they starting to whine and dine you all the...
No, never.
Well, I think they're going to start whining and dining you, because I would think there would be some actors who would just die for... There's a couple of roles in here. You know, the main role, of course, is a walk-away winner. I mean, it's just... It's fantastic. And then, but the other roles too, you made the characters rich and you've given them great lines to do.
Yeah. Oh, good.
So, you know, it's going to be easy to translate this into a film that's really going to read well. You know, actors will love it, and you're going to have fun with this.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
Do you have any actors in mind for your...
Yeah, I try so hard to not picture an actor for the main roles of anything I write, even if it's a screenplay, because I never want to be let down, and I also don't want to get into my mind a certain type, and then you find out you get a great actor who's not exactly what you imagine, and you have to change the character, and so the more married you are to that, the harder your job becomes.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the best way, because it's surprising. You know, sometimes it just, somebody will come along, and although they're not exactly what you pictured, they just... can walk away with it. It's all a matter of attitude. But boy, being able to have that, you know, I think people do like that Texas accent. And I think some actors going to just love this. Well, quite a few of them are going to love these parts.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah, there's so many actors from Texas, too. I've Googled that many times. And even if we were exclusive to Texas actors, I think we'd have a lot of great ones to choose from. So I hope so.
But I like also that you have smaller characters. I hope that, you know, when you do the script, I like in the old Hollywood, where you have the minor characters. They might only say a few words, you know, but it's... They give substance, they give depth to a film. So I hope that you incorporate that, because even the juror's comment.
Yeah.
You know, I want you to keep that in there. I don't need a copy of that. I mean, all of this little stuff makes for, it's made the book interesting, and then it'll make the film interesting. You have to keep these little gems that you've come out with, and you have them scattered throughout the book, because you are just a great writer.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's obviously cliche to say, but I think the location is definitely a character in this, and it's interesting that this is a real place, and it's a small town, so it's different than the places you'd imagine major companies get sued. Yeah, I think it's interesting.
Well, it is. It is. And I, as I said, the one of the main characters, the one I relate to, an inventor, I feel the passion, and I'm going to...
I feel yours.
because it's going to be some actor. I always like to make actors happy, you know, when they get a part and they say, that's something great. So you've done that for these, for all your characters.
Oh, cool!
Wow! I just when you're ready to release the film, you're going to come back here. Are you going to do this as a series? Are you going to do what are you going to do with this?
Yeah,
character.
I want to pitch it. Yeah, I want to pitch it as a TV series, and then I would like to write more installments of this book. So I hope I get the opportunity to do that. I definitely have some other cases brewing in my mind that I think James could take. So I would love to revisit these characters in every way.
Well, I think so, too. I think James is great. And, I don't know if they're going to, like, do a streaming first to a movie and then take it off to a series, because you can do there's so much you can do with patent law, and so much you can do with these characters. And, you know, every scene doesn't have to take place in Marshall either. So there's a lot of depth here. You've built in. You're clever. Screenwriters can be very clever. Plan ahead, right?
Yes, exactly.
and you've done it. And I think, you know, you deserve so many compliments. And I'm really so thrilled. I love the book, absolutely love the book. And I also love the book because the cover is yellow, and I love yellow covers. I don't know why more people don't use yellow covers, because I had a yellow Hummer, and which I unfortunately gave it up during the last crisis of petrol crisis. Well, I lived in England for a long time. I call it petrol gas crisis. Luckily, I don't have it now because.
Yeah.
Oh boy, I can't imagine.
Yes.
Anyway, how are things out there? Are things crazy, price wise?
They're a little. I think so. Yeah, I think we hit like $7. We have an extra dollar tax on every gallon of gas in California. So whatever the national average is, just add a dollar.
Oh wow, that's insane. As I said, I always love to talk to somebody in Hollywood. Fond memories, mostly fond memories. And now I can laugh about it. But I just want to thank you so much for being on Joy on Paper. Do you have a website you want people to go to? Joey, I love Joey. I love that name.
Oh, thank you.
I think it's so cool. There aren't many Joeys anymore. And I think it's just a cool name. And you sound like a Joey. I love that.
Oh, good. I just never matured into Joe or Joseph, so I just kept the childhood nickname, I guess.
Yeah, well, you've got that in your voice. I don't know. Sort of a delightful, charming child.
Oh, thank you.
Joey Hartstone. I love the name. And you didn't make that up, right? Hartstone is real.
I did not. That's my name.
Joey Hartstone.
Somewhere it got changed from Hartstein, I would imagine.
Yeah, well... It's meant to be.
Yeah.
Heartstone. Okay, Joey, I think you're terrific. And you're going to come back on when they're going to announce the release of the movie or streaming video or whatever. Will you come back on and talk more about...
I would love to.
My listeners would love me to ask you questions about script writing because some of them just won't give up. They just... live in hope that
they shouldn't
you know, everybody should live in hope, and you lived in hope. You got, you know, you had your 10 years in Hollywood. I didn't have the nerves to last that long, and anyway they kicked me out of the state.
Yeah, I just didn't feel like moving.
Yeah, they said get out of the state, you know. But it's absolutely wonderful. So your website is Joey Hartstone.
Yep, joeyhartstone.com.
And on social media and all that?
I'm on Twitter and Instagram at JC Hartstone.
People, get this book. It's called The Local. It's got a yellow cover. You can't miss it. It's really great. I love this. It's got the Ford on the cover. And that's a part of the story. A brilliant story by a brilliant author, new novelist author, who's going to make a hit movie. Thank you so much for being on Joy on Paper today, Joey.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Wow. Wow. This book is good. It is good. It is amazing. I love this book. I almost could have read it in one go. I was just enthralled with it. And it is called The Local. Bye-bye.